We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're delighted to welcome in Lance Brozdowski from Marquee Sports. You see him on the road to Wrigley. Lance, good morning. How you holding up?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Well, you know, we can't decide if the Cubs have a closer on the roster. If it's Elzeli after what has gone on to start the season. You know, the blown saves, the penchant to give up a home run, each of the four blown saves, and he had three all of last year, they all are connected to him giving up a home run. So it's a tough one because they're doing well. They're having a fun year. They're really kind of doing better maybe with guys down than you thought they would, but they've blown these saves, and it's hard not to look at that as a major issue.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I mean, it's a curious case, too, because the slider's always been the pretty dominant pitch for Elzeli. And this year, it's not working. If you look at where the damage is being given up, it's all bottom third of the zone. And that's generally where the pitch worked well last year. So I don't have – it's not one of those things that I look at from, like, the data perspective and go, oh, okay, yeah, like, you just got to change the location here, or, like, the shapes of the pitch is different, or it's not as hard, or the velo's down, which you often see in back-end guys. And I think oftentimes you can ascribe a lot of issues to that. So I'm not entirely sure what the fix is. I think that's maybe something internally that they're trying to figure out right now is what's going on, whether he needs another pitch to supplant the slider and keep hitters off it. Does the usage of the slider need to come down, which I don't necessarily think is the case because that pitch is the best pitch he has. So right now, this is one of those situations where you just got to get him right, and you probably have to take him out of the role. As to who supplants him is probably more of an interesting question. I mean, Marco Leiter Jr. has been the best reliever in the bullpen right now, but when I think of closer, I unfortunately don't really think of Marco Leiter Jr. just because the fastball's not that great. The splitter is amazing, though. So I almost think it's maybe more of a matchup thing where you kind of peek at who's coming up. Maybe use Yensi, who's been really good versus righties, or use MLJ, who's been good versus lefties, and kind of go from there and see if in the meantime you can get Adbert right. But that's kind of the angle I have right now. So I'm curious on your guys' thoughts.
Ben Brown has the stuff that every closer wants in terms of velocity, and he has the imposing kind of intimidating presence on the mound that every closer seeks. But I don't know if it's a good idea to try to ask a rookie to convert into that role, even though he might have the stuff. What do you see as his most ideal role and fit on this pitching staff?
Well, long term, I've been championing that he's a starter. Like, I just think there's enough there. We saw that in San Diego. Like, he's a good enough pitcher from a depth standpoint of his repertoire and what he can do. Even if it's only two pitches, like, it works because of how, what you say, platoon neutral that curveball is, which means it works versus right-handed hitters and left-handed hitters. So I like him as a starter long term. I think that we've seen a lot of pitchers who have been in starting roles or have been in relieving roles move to starting roles and be successful of late. I'm thinking of like a Jordan Hicks, even Reynaldo Lopez on the south side. Like, there's been some other guys too where it's like the value of having a guy, even if he's not dominating as a starter, be a starter, is just better from a value perspective, I think, personally. So in that case, like, I want Ben Brown as a starter, but you also have to look at the context and circumstances of the team at present and realize that maybe the best option for him is to be a reliever. I don't mind the concept. Like, I'd be curious to see if his velo ticks up at all in that role where you kind of shorten him up and go with one inning bursts. I agree that he has the presence and he kind of has the moxie. He's a sharp dude. I really enjoy talking to him. And I think that would make sense. It's just a matter of like how quickly they want to thrust him into it, you know? Like I don't know if the balance is like go with MLJ and Yancey in matchups and then in the meantime see if you get Adbert right. And if you can't get Adbert right, then you give it to Ben Brown. You know, I'm curious on that. I just want him as a starter. I just think the circumstances of the team, given the depth, maybe will push him into relief. Because if you get Steele back and Tylan's back, you start like squeezing out some of the back end starters. And it's like, I think he's probably the first on the chopping block there. And he's already in kind of more of a multi-inning role. The other option is to keep him in more of a multi-inning role where he's stretched to 2 to 3 innings. You know, you saw that a little bit with Keegan Thompson too, where you have these multi-inning relievers. I could see that being the case where you use him in multi-inning to try to maximize his value. Then you keep MLG and Yancey in the back half of the leverage innings. I don't necessarily know. Like that'd be a little bit non-traditional, you know? Like there's not a lot of teams that have like a couple multi-inning options and then go to a pure reliever in the back end. And oftentimes, like, you could argue in this case that the multi-inning guys might be better than the back half guys. Like, Keegan's been great since he's come back, and right. So has Ben Brown. So maybe you go with some two-inning saves. Like, I'm a little lost, I think, on how that will fall together. But I mean, Ben Brown's good enough to stay up and contribute on the major league team, so it's a matter of finding fit. And I agree. I think the fit is probably in the bullpen right now. It's just a matter of whether you want to keep him on 2 to 3 in spurts or go with one.
It was funny because we were sitting here, I think it was like a Friday, and David said, hey, whatever happened to Keegan Thompson? And literally he was brought up, and next thing you know, he's doing great. Do they got a lot of guys like that? Do they have a closer that they're hiding down in the minor leagues that's ready to come up? I know Cade Horton is ready to be a starter, but what about the bullpen? Is there anyone kind of lingering that could help?
Yeah, there's a guy named Cam Sanders who's kind of found some command this year, which has been a part of a revelation for him, I would say. He's pitched a bit better. He's hard thrower. He's got really, really good stuff. He's got a nasty changeup, good slider. Daniel Palencia is a name that I always thought would slot into that closer role, but he hasn't really shown that. I mean, I liked how he looked in spring a lot. He's kind of throwing the splitter a bit more, which is like it's a really hard splitter too, which I thought would work. It's kind of similar to what like Juan Duran throws in Minnesota. And I was really intrigued by that. I remember seeing that and going, almost making some hot takes in the studio at Marquee going like, I think he might actually end up being the closer. He'll end up with the most saves. And then we just kind of haven't seen that manifest at the major league level. He's been rocky when he's come up. That's another tough one for me to peg in terms of like how to get him into more of a leverage spot. Because if you're looking at like closer stuff, I do feel like Palencia probably has it. Apart from those two, like there aren't a ton of guys, I think, at AAA that really, really jump out to me as being like immediate helps, which is why I think you've leaned towards the situation of going with a guy like Ben Brown in that role. Cade's another example. Like, I think he'll be up this season. I would peg him for like, let's say 50 to 60 major league innings. If this team gets in the playoffs, I think he's there with the team because you run in the situation of like, what is your best roster? And I think in a couple months, it'll be very obvious that Cade has to be a part of that best roster. But again, like the depth of the rotation now is really strong. And, you know, I'm curious to see what their innings cap for him is this year. So if they throw him, say, 100 or so innings in the majors, like you might get to a point where he even becomes more of a reliever. You know, he already throws 695, 96. You put him in a one inning role and maybe for 2 months to finish out the year, if this team makes a postseason run, he becomes more of a leverage option. So we'll see. I mean, it's one of those things where I'm happy to some extent that we're not worried about like who the fourth starter is or the fifth starter. Like we're having some, I mean, Ty Hendricks has had some problems and like, I thought he righted the ship slightly against the Marlins, but I wasn't blown away, you know, like he's had some, I think he's primarily had command issues and he's running into when the command isn't super sharp. If you don't have velocity, you're just going to get pounded in the zone. So I don't really know how you fix that. Like he's not going to add velocity at this point. So I don't mind that, like, the problem is in the back end. Like, good teams, I think, to some extent, have problems in the back end occasionally. You know, like, there's some good teams right now in baseball that are having those issues, especially guys who've lost closers.
But what
and
do
they've
you do
been
with...
able to manage, so.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
But what do you do with Kyle Hendricks? Because if you do have the depth that you describe,
right,
you can't really afford to put him out there. And even though you may have seen progress, I think you're probably using a microscope to find it. There was four runs in four innings is still four runs in four innings. How long do you think they're patient with him?
I think whenever Steele's ready to come back is kind of when you make that decision. And to me, I thought that Miami start was pretty big. And I honestly thought the Miami start made it a little bit harder, because if he got pounded in that outing, I mean, he gave up runs, like, but I wouldn't say it was how he'd given up runs in the prior couple starts. If he got pounded in that outing, then you run into a situation where I almost think he forces your decision, where it's like, okay, you got to come out of the rotation. We got to figure out what's going on. You move him in like a bullpen role, which is very uncomfortable for a guy who throws like 88, but it just kind of is what it is. And then you bring Steele back, and like Assad Wicks have just been better, I think, from the rotation. So you just can't throw high Hendricks in that situation, in my opinion. But he almost made it harder by pitching like kind of okay, and you could argue he kind of got babbipped a little bit. So it's like, to me, the next start is huge for him. Because Steele, you know, he's going to Arizona. We'll see if he makes a rehab start and how quickly that goes. So he's like almost back. If he comes back, again, like right now, I think that a guy like Assad Wicks is probably who I'd prefer to have in a rotation. It's just, if Hendricks could get right in this next outing, he makes that decision even harder. So I want to defer to the next start. Like, I don't have to make that decision right now, right? Like, that's you can wait. Like, there's timelines for a reason. I know Jed said that in terms of signing and stuff like that, but the timeline ends when Steele is ready to come back, and that's when you have to make that decision. So I just don't think you need to, like, jump the decision right now.
Great stuff, Lance. Thank you, buddy. Always a joy to catch up.
Thanks,
appreciate
Lance.
Your time.
Thanks, guys. Enjoy the NFL draft.
Oh, man, you're not kidding. That's Lance Brozdowski with Marquee Sports.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.